Boogie check.
Ooh, ah. Boogie check, ooh, ah. Boogie check, boogie check, ooh, ah. Boogie check, ooh, ah. Boogie check, boogie check, ooh, ah. And a fine tone it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. 'Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, if so, stop what you're doing. Give me a call at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 to be on the Boogie Check of Life. Of what? Of life. What does that mean? It means that anything that can happen in life can happen on the Boogie Check. And that's your job. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. And as an inducement, a stimulus, a prize, a bribe, the first call at 312-981-7200 receives a prize. That is correct. You heard right. I'm going to give something to somebody. And they're going to like it. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number to get on that Boogie Check, which has made it all the way to 720 WGN. Whoever would have thought that such a thing would be possible? But that's why it's called A Wonderful Life. Every time, hello, Joel.
Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you? What are you up to, Joel?
Well, I was just listening to your last caller, or your last interview, and mm-hmm. thinking about the North Side, and something popped into my mind, Steve Goodman, Linkin Park Pirates. I think you might have a good story about that, but I'll give you my quick story first, but then I'm sure you have something way better than my story.
No, I don't. No, I do not. No.
Well, come on, John. You got to know about the Linkin Park Pirates, of course.
Oh, no. Certainly I know about the Linkin Park Pirates. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
Well, you know, my story's not that interesting. We were just at the Linkin Park Zoo. We live in Rockford, and I made the mistake of not parking across the street in the paid parking lot. I parked in on the street, and a long ride back to Lower Wacker on buses and stuff in the rain that night to get my car, and it was not a fun thing, but I actually had the honor of being pinched by the Linkin Park Pirates. But
How much did it cost to get your car back?
I think it was a couple of years ago. I think it might have been $150 to get it out of impound. I did the ticket was probably a couple $100, but I tried to contest the ticket, but which I did online or whatever they do. I had to mail some stuff in, mail pictures of where I was parked and all that.
I
found out afterwards that they denied that. And then I was willing to go back into Chicago, take a day off work, and go fight the ticket. But then I found out I had to pay like $150 just to actually go back in and fight the ticket. So I was like, forget it. On principle, though, I'd never paid it. Everything ran up to about $700-$800, and so I lost a few years of my tax return from my state tax returns. They clawed it back, but I think I still owe them like $150 or something. But I'm retiring next year, so I think I'm going to be the winner. I think in the end, I'm going to they're not going to get that last $50 off of me.
You go for it, Joel. Joel, you stand firm. You don't give the state that last $50. Stand up. You're an American. Somebody's trampling on your rights. That's right. You're a patriot.
I thought you might have a good story for me, John. Nothing?
That's a great story on its own. I don't have a story to beat that. Let me get this straight. You ran up a $700 tab and they took it out of your taxes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Chicago's tied in with the state of Illinois. If you have a parking ticket in Chicago, if you don't pay it, after you don't pay the collections, mm-hmm. then the state actually takes it out of your tax returns. Yeah.
Well, I'll send a text to Mayor Lightfoot and see what she has to say. All right. you know what? Even though you've gone through all of that, you are still the first call and do receive a prize. And it is the desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Thanks for calling, Joel. I love your story. Stay on the line so that Tom can get the information from you that we'll need to send you the prize. 312-981-7200. Let's see if these folks that are on the line are in it for, well, let's find out. Judy. Hello, Judy. Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Well, you know, December for me and probably a lot of other people, it's a really rough month trying to, you know, every movie, whatever, and the commercials are like, it seems so fake that you're just all of a sudden supposed to be happy, carefree, and some of you can really be depressed.
Well, yeah, I agree.
I need a boogie check that'll make me happy and comfy, at least for a bit.
Well, you know, it's very nice to know that the boogie check can now be responsible for making somebody feel healthy and happy. That's good in these trying times. Have a great...
It has nothing to do with COVID or anything
right.
like that.
No, no, I get you. This time of year.
It's too fake.
Well, not only that, but it gets dark about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's this thing called seasonal affective disorder, and I believe in it. I mean,
I thought about maybe getting a sad light, but it's just the month of December.
I know. Stay at it. One day at a time. Things will work out. Thank you, John. That'll be $50. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number to hear on the Boogie Check of Life. Let's go, Bill. Hello, Bill. You're on Boogie Check. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to call. I wanted to say one thing. Your sidekick. He's just so funny. I see him on WGN in like 2030 as the number one DJ. I really do.
Now, wait a minute. What sidekick?
Mr. Tom.
You mean Tom? What's his face? You see him on TV?
No, as a DJ on WGN.
Oh, yes. He's a very fine, fine young man.
Wow. I just wanted to say, I mean, I've been listening to your show, I mean, way back since I was 13, but the last year or so since you've been on WGN and, he's the best. He's the bomb.
You have no argument for me. Absolutely. Although we're going to have to get bigger headphones now because I can see his head is swelling. It's getting bigger.
There you go.
That's a Christmas present to me, Bill. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Hey, how about that, Tom? Another vote for Tom.
I'm going to need that in writing, please.
I think we can get that for you. Yes. Let's go to Shelley. Hello, Shelley.
Well, hi there.
Hiya.
How's it going?
Good. What's up with you?
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I was wondering, how come our mayor and Miss Fox are not giving any tickets or any jail time to all these people that are stealing? But if you park downtown on Randolph in between Clark and Dearborn for 5 minutes to let somebody out of the car, they take a picture and give you a ticket for $75. Yeah, who's got an answer on that is what I want to know.
I don't have the answer on that, that's for sure. I don't want to make a comment either because...
Yeah, whatever, I don't blame you.
Thank you.
Shelly, did you recently get a ticket?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
And a beautiful, beautiful envelope with no Merry Christmas or anything.
No, I guess not.
But you know what's kind of interesting? They just took a picture of the license plate. I was in the car when they took a photo.
Yeah, well, it's the, what do they call that? It's, they do that all the time. It's like a red light district or whatever it's called, where if you go through a Not red light.
A red light camera. Like a
red light camera. They just get your district.
Yeah,
yeah, when you're driving around looking for hookers, and they take a camera. No.
You guys are trouble.
Yeah, but it's fun trouble. And it's all Tom's fault. I want to say it's just all Tom's fault.
Red light camera.
That's what they do, isn't it?
They just take a picture. And I mean, that's how you pay for parking now. You don't even get the little thing that you print out and put in your dash.
Right.
You put your driver's license plate in there.
Your license plate, not your driver's license, your license plate. Even if you're out of state, even if it's out of state.
Right.
You have an option to select that portion of the screen. Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I don't know either. I don't get it.
You know, the guy passed by, and I opened the window, you know, to let him know that I'm pulling out because I just dropped somebody off. And he didn't say anything. He just kept on walking. The next thing I know, 3 weeks later, there's an envelope. You know, I'm like, City of Chicago, what is this?
Well, you know what? He didn't have to say anything because he knew you were going to get it in the mail. So he could just keep walking. He could keep walking and sort of pass the buck on to whoever it is that sends you the notice. I don't have to talk to these people. They're going to get their ticket anyway.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Do you think if you're sitting in your car that is, you know, I'm not parked. I was sitting in my car. I dropped somebody off. I mean, you know, does that count?
You know what? I think, honestly, I think it depends on the person who is enforcing, whatever rule or law that it is. I mean, I may be wrong, but I think if they're having a really bad day or something, you're going to pay. But if it's like now, like Christmas or whatever, somebody may be more lenient. Maybe. I can't guarantee it. Or you could always you could be like me. You can always try to bribe, which
that works really good. Then you
If you got an extra 50 on you, I can make this go away.
I got $5 in a peppermint. What about that?
I'm with you.
Thanks for calling, Shelley.
Thank you.
Tickets, man.
I'm not going to continue down that rabbit hole.
No, it's never ending.
And, you know, it's never going to stop. And parking in the city of Chicago has always been an issue of some kind. I can't recall off the top of my head the entire history of tickets, parking, who ran it, who owns it, who made money from it, who you had to talk to get out of it. All that kind of stuff. That's been going on for decades, really. And I think probably to a certain extent, the automation of it could lower the instances of chicanery, but I don't know. Hey, if you got $50, you don't have to take the test. What? Are you okay? Listen, when you go in there, ask for Ruth.
Listen, me and her, we grew up, we went to Taft High School together.
I want to tell you right now, you go in there, you ask for Root, okay? She'll take care of you.
I met her at the Wieners.